At the end of this month, Robert and I are doing our annual values and goal setting weekend. It's a getaway that we've been doing for a number of years now, where we usually escape somewhere up into the mountains and we sequester ourselves into a cabin or a hotel room and we sit down and we have a conversation about our relationship. We talk about all kinds of things, where we are, where we're headed, and then we start to reverse engineer things so that we can design the relationship reality that we truly want.
I love that. I love being able to design your relationship. I think some people don't understand that, but hopefully by the end of today's episode, you'll get an idea. So in this annual values retreat, there are three pivotal conversations that we have during the course of this sort of getaway weekend, which, by the way, are the same three powerful conversations that we'll suggest that you have with your spouse or partner before the end of the year. These conversations are, number one, Cheryl.
What went well last year?
Oh, that's a big
okay,
one.
That's an entire conversation. That could be an hour by itself, or a half hour, or 10 minutes. What's the next conversation?
Where are we now exactly? And take a relationship inventory.
Okay. And then the third conversation we have during our little escape weekend is we say, where are we going? And as we look at this inventory that we just created, what do we want instead? If there's some things that we need to pivot and make some changes, what do we want instead?
So interesting. I'm just going to jump in on this one.
Okay.
I know that at any point in time, you could be listening to this podcast. And while we are scheduling this and we do ours at the end of the year, if you happen to fall on this podcast in July, there's nobody saying you have to wait till the end of the year in order do these things. This is a great opportunity. And to a lesser extent, we do these same things at least quarterly through the year.
So today, what we thought would be kind of fun to do is to actually have these conversations, these three conversations together live in front of you. And this is something we have not rehearsed. I don't know what he's going to say. He doesn't know what I'm going to say.
She wouldn't let me look at her cheat sheet. So,
but we trust the process. And these are three conversations that we know, even though some of the questions can be a tad bit confronting, they have always helped us to create something extraordinary in the following year.
Awesome.
So before we begin, we want to invite you to join us at a live coaching session that we're going to be actually hosting from our retreat. So this year we're going to the Smoky Mountains down near Knoxville, Tennessee, and we are going to be doing our annual alignment that we do ourselves, but we're going to invite you to come look behind the curtain, take a sneak peek, and we have a discount code for our podcast listeners only. So what you can get if you join us is 3 hours of live real coaching, not videos, and you will get our new and improved workbook. And as a podcast listener, you can get a 50% off with the code ALIGN, A-L-I-G-N. You can just go to masteryourmarriage.us, look at the top of the page for a banner, and you can register there or you can check the show notes. All right. So you ready for this? What we're going to do right now is a small piece of what we do at our retreat, and it's part of what you would learn. So the three questions that we talked about, the first one is what went well last year?
Yep.
So ready for this?
We're a little nervous. I am.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Charlotte has like four pages and I have one. So
that's because this is just how our brains work.
Yeah.
I think and process by writing and you think and process by talking. So we'll just see what comes up. But
so within each of these three questions, there's lots of different sections and we may address every single one of those ones. So like within what went well last year, we have one, two, three, four, we have like five or six things. So this is something to take notes on. And I don't know if this is available in the workbook or not.
It will be if they attend attend the event.
So this one's pretty cool. So where do you want to start?
So let's start with some of the sub questions beneath this.
Okay.
So what went well last year? First of all, why do we start with this? What went well? And I think it's important to point out that all of our templates always start with what's something positive.
Yeah.
And that's because according to the Gottman research, you know, relationships need to have a minimum of basically like a 20-to-1 ratio of positive to negative during the good times and a minimum of 5-to-1 positive to negative during conflict times. And so by building out a conversation before you even talk about where you are and what you want to improve, if you can have a conversation about what's going right, adding deposits to your emotional bank account for your relationship.
So this podcast is going to go pretty well.
Why do you have a lot of good things to say?
No, because we're starting off with like all the good things.
We are. And So let's see how many of these we can get through. Maybe we'll only do half of them because we have quite a few. So the first part of what went well last year is, what are we proud of?
Yeah, you want to go first since you wrote a whole bunch of stuff?
So what am I proud of? I'm proud of the way we navigated a lot of unexpected challenges last year. We had some high highs and some low lows and some hard things. And I'm really proud of how we navigated a lot of those things. I'm really proud of how we parented last year. I am proud of, like, you and I feeling like we were more on the same page in parenting last year. And I love the way that you've reached out to our adult kids throughout this last year. I think I'm really proud of you and the way you've connected with our adult kids.
Yeah, I have our family and the connections. Those are the things that I'm most proud of.
And one of the things that you did that was so amazing actually was a result of this conversation last year.
Yes, absolutely.
Which Robert said, you know, I think, well, you say it.
I as we were talking about our not only marriage goals, we sort of expanded it to family goals. Mm-hmm. I just said, one of the things I feel like I want to do is I want to be able to just connect better with our children, our adult children. Because, you know, when they get to be adults, they're living their own lives and they're having babies and buying houses and buying cars and they don't need you as much. And so it's not that I didn't feel like they didn't need me. I just felt like I was getting my information secondhand from Sharla. And so I just made a commitment to myself and also to us that I was going to just reach out once a week just to tell them I loved them and just catch up on what's going on in their lives. And that's been really cool. My relationship with our three adult children has been amazing.
So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of how we parented.
Yeah, that was
this
good.
Year. I'm proud of how we handled most, not all, but most of our conflicts this year. I feel like we were both better at conflict. I think more regulated, less reactive, more compassionate, more empathetic, more kind. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm proud of our like vibe that we have in our house. That was something you mentioned to me the other day, was just like, I love the peace that I feel when I'm home.
Yeah. Yeah. And for guys, right, we know that's a big part of what we need, because oftentimes we deal in chaos. Not that we thrive in chaos, but as problem solvers, we're looking to solve the one problem. And when you come home and there's peace, like, oh man, that's such a great feeling. There's peace in my relationship with Sharla. There's peace in the family. There's just peace and there's contentment, which is nice. And it's not that it's contentment, but it's at least de-stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also really proud of, I think, how much more honesty we can tolerate in our relationship. This is something I've been thinking about today. I think
I talked about that a little farther down. Yeah.
Well, what were you going
to? Oh, no, I was, and maybe I'll get to that, but I will say that as you have these conversations, it's just like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the easier it gets. And as we become honest with each other and especially become vulnerable and you let a little bit out and you sort of just wait to see whether or not you're going to get snapped at, right? And when your relationships are challenging, sometimes you don't let yourself be fully seen. But it's nice that as you do, and then as you think about being vulnerable and being accepting and non-judgmental conversations, then you become more vulnerable and then it just gets easier. Now, you know, I think we just talked just the other day about something. I was like, actually, you know, it was weird. I'd asked Charlotte, I said, I just want to make sure that you feel like I'm respecting you. I think that it was in another context, but mm-hmm. and I don't know that I always do, but I need your feedback on that.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe I wouldn't have asked that question, or, you know, it's a pretty vulnerable question.
Well, yeah. And so tolerating honesty is something that is huge. And I think it's something I'm really proud of that, you know, there's topics that I know I brought up this last year that were hard conversations that would have been easier to keep to myself because I knew that it might trigger or upset you or maybe tap on that abandonment wound a little bit, but you were able to tolerate them. And we were able to have, usually at the end of that, there's more connection and more growth because we were able to tolerate a difficult conversation. I'm proud of how we love each other. I'm proud of how we've both, you specifically, like how much you've been able to grow in your capacity to love me well. And I'm proud of the work that we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm proud of our podcast. I'm proud of the couples that we're helping.
And the coaching. And you know, we've actually got to meet some really very interesting people. As I think back about last year, we did a couple of speaking things and we actually met in person with another couple that do a podcast on relationships. Yeah, yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the more we do it, we meet more people and we hear interesting stories and I like that. It almost becomes second nature now when I'm working with patients. I'm always asking about the relationships. Mm. And I don't tell them that we have a podcast, but I'm just doing research. I love hearing stories. I'll just move to some of the other questions. We had some, what goals did we accomplish?
Okay. So we're still talking about what went well last year.
Yeah.
What were some of the goals that we accomplished?
I had diving certs, diving trips, even though that actually eventually led to one of our challenges, but it was, that was fun. It was one of those novel experiences that a true bucket list item for us. I didn't even know there was a bucket for this item, but it was so much fun. And I don't know that we'll ever get to do anything like that again, but it was just a lot of connection and meeting other people and just seeing different parts of this world. Scuba diving is amazing.
Yeah. So what other goals did we accomplish this year? I think one of the goals that I was thinking of is just how much more inclusive we wanted to be with our daughter or one of our adult kids with her partner.
Yeah.
And we've worked really hard to have regular, consistent opportunities for them to come over to the house, have meals with us. And, you know, that was one of our goals from this last year was, can we create a weekly or at least a monthly sit down fancy dinner where she comes, brings her partner, and we can connect better with her and get to know her partner as well, because there's been some past challenges there. So that's a goal that we had that I think we executed really well last year.
Yeah. I like that.
Any other ones for you?
Not really on goals. I think sometimes we're very good at collapsing goals.
Mm-hmm. You and me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if we want to do something, we usually see it, do it, kill it, done. It's rarely a 10-year process for us. So whenever the goals are, it's like, hey, we're going to do diving cert. Great. Next week, we're starting our diving. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another goal that we had for last year that I'm remembering is we wanted to create a family vision statement.
Yeah.
That was something about a year ago this time that we wanted to do. And we created it. We had it printed and on, you know, a fancy poster, and we hung that up in the house. And that was a goal that we checked off.
Interesting to see people sort of lingering there. It's in a little bit of a hallway towards the back door. I see people reading it on occasion.
Mm-hmm. We also had a bunch of goals that, like you said, we killed it with, you know, podcast grew, social media grew. You opened a new clinic.
Did we open a new clinic this last year?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You opened a new clinic here in our local area. And you, with your woodworking, had a lot of goals and things that you accomplished this year with your hobby.
Yeah. A lot more hobby stuff, which is cool. I think with anything, whatever it is you choose to have be your hobby or your passion, if it's something that forces you to grow and learn to become better at it, I think that's a great thing. And it's personal growth in any category. We talked about excellence on the list, like what personal growth items have you done? And so I've grown a lot as a aspiring woodworker. So I don't really think I'm that good at it yet. Not when I see other people's work, but I think that's always the case. And who knows if I'll dedicate the time it takes to get really, really good. But I think that's a years and years process. But even other stuff, just, you know, within business and within my business partnerships, you know, in our other business, all those things are just, they've been doing really well. So
this would be, this is a question that we could probably talk about for much longer, but we'll move on and we'll skim through some of these next few questions. We're still talking about what went well last year. The next one is, what moments made us laugh or feel connected? Do you have anything you want to contribute on that one, or we want to skip to the next one?
I think some of the hard things made us feel more connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caring for you, caring for me. We both, you know, are working on medical stuff this year a little bit.
So let's move into that one. The next question is, how did we support each other through challenges?
Yeah.
So I love this question. I actually had a lot of responses to this one.
Is that the one that goes a page and a half?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But we can highlight it.
Buckle up, kids. Here we go.
I don't think everybody needs to know the details of our challenges, but this was a huge year. We had really, really highs, low lows. We had a grandbaby, which was incredible, but there were also certain health challenges. And I really appreciate how you supported me through that. It was immensely stressful. And you picked up the pieces when I was a hot mess this year. So it was like the first week of April of this year, I had a brain injury. And you were just so faithful and patient with me when during that time when I couldn't remember anything. And I was, you know, in groups of people and I couldn't be in groups of people because it was really overstimulating and my vision was bad and I couldn't remember words and phrases. And you were just so patient with me and helping me to work through it and navigate through it and to get the right medical care that I needed. And just when I was starting to feel a little better, I went back and I looked through our calendar and there was like 2 months of just MRIs and doctor's appointments and hyperbaric chamber all through my calendar through last year. It was a tough time. And then just as I was starting to feel better, my dad passed away.
Yep.
And you were a great friend during that time to me. And, you know, it was just like, what do you need? Like, whatever, what is it you need, Charlie? Do you need to fly to California? Do you know, what do you need? And you were just always beside me. And then just recently, you know, after all of this is done, I'm still left with the decision of what do I do? You know, now I know that I had that injury, that brain injury, because of a hole that I have in my heart that I'm trying to decide whether it's wise to repair or not wise to repair. And it's a decision that, you know, I've wrestled with for months. And you've also been, I know for you, it would have been a slam dunk, just get it done. And for me, it's been scary. And I know that's been hard for you to just sit and wait. But yet you've been really patient with me as I've kind of wrestled with that decision.
Yeah, I can tell it's been hard for you. I mean, I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're different. We're different people when it comes to medical procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still remember the one time I was having knee surgery. And I remember I asked you, I said, you haven't even asked me whether or not this was a good idea or a bad idea, or should I, or shouldn't. And you said, I don't know, I just assumed that if you've already researched it, and if it was the thing to do, you would have done it. And I'm like, oh, all right.
I don't even remember that conversation, yeah. But
it's, and you're certainly a much more cautious when it goes to that. Mm-hmm. And there's a good and bad on both sides. So
those were some of the ways I felt supported in this last year.
I think it's always, for me, you know, how did I feel supported? I guess that's the question, right? It's really supported through challenges. And those challenges can last a day or they can last a month. I don't know. When you build a strong base, whether it's a day or a month or a year, I think it is what it is.
Are there any other questions in this section of what went well last year that you want to, we obviously can't go through all of them, but these are just some.
I think we should move to the next one because okay. I think, and the next one's pretty quick because I think there are a lot of yes, no's, but.
All right. So the
I
next.
Mean, at least they are on my list.
So that conversation that we just demonstrated would probably take, we would probably sit down at dinner at one
that
of our favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
And we would just reminisce about what went well last year, utilizing some of these questions and then other questions that we have here that are part of our workbook. But then we would move on to the next piece, which can be a little bit more hard conversations.
Yep.
For if you're, especially if you've kind of not been prioritizing your relationship. So the next question, the next conversation is, where are we now exactly?
Yeah. And how do we feel about it?
And so before you can design where you're going, which is going to be the third conversation, you have to look at honestly define where you are now and be honest about it. But at the same time, stabilize your heart and your mind so that you can take in new information, so that you can both be open and calm with each other, so that you can allow yourself to take in more truth. This is about taking inventory. This conversation is not about judgment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go through a few of the questions here. We can read them. And then if there's one in particular that jumps out that you think we get less than high praise on, we can talk about it.
Okay, I like that. So question one, are we prioritizing our relationship?
Are we prioritizing our relationship? I think that's a whole conversation in and of itself. But I would say with all of these, they're yes or no questions. But I think maybe even a better way is to put it on a scale of 0 to 10, maybe. How are we doing with prioritizing our relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Stuff comes up.
There's some things that we can work on there.
Yeah. Stuff comes up, I think, sometimes. So
do we, next question, do we like each other?
I mean, most of the time.
Okay. You say that with a smile.
Yeah.
Give me a score.
Oh, do we like each other? 10. You're my favorite person.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Do we respect each other?
Ooh. I mean, I always respect you.
Do you feel respected? Do you feel like there's...
From you, yes.
A scale of, well, that's the only person that matters.
Yeah.
On a scale of 10 out of 10, or do you feel like there's something, some conversations we need to have around that?
I don't know that there's any conversations, maybe 9. I mean, we're not perfect. There's always...
Okay.
There's always, yeah. If you did it the other way, it's probably a 7 for me. I don't know.
So I'm going to keep reading these because these might be things that you find that you need to talk about more. So are we each other's ally? Are we still friends? Are we grateful for each other? Do we express that gratitude often? I'm going to throw myself here under the bus and realize like how much effort it takes for me to remember to be expressive. I'm not the most expressive person. I think positive things, but I don't always express them. So I think for me, this is an area I can still even improve on a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, do I express my gratitude towards you enough?
How about me?
I think you do better than I do. I think everyone can be, just be more intentional. I think there's not any couple or any relationship that can't benefit from expressing that gratitude more often. How's our next question?
Okay. Sex life.
Sex life. How's our sex life?
That's pretty good. 10? 9?
10 out of 10? 9 out of 10?
Killing it.
Are we physically affectionate in a non-sexual way?
I mean, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I'm trying to get to the other way. But,
okay, that I don't love. Yeah. I love it when it doesn't have any strings attached.
So it's a good thing. So rate me.
No, I actually think you do really well because you've learned this is what I crave so much so that, you know, when you come home, giving me a greeting when you come home that is physically affectionate is something I really love. And, you know, as long as it's every day, I'm happy.
As long as it's every day, every time you see me. And that's fine. And Charlotte said something interesting. I think that when we talk about kind of the language and the actions and even the touch or the words, whatever your relationship needs as fuel to make that engine run. So Charlotte didn't say she needs. She said, I crave it.
Mm.
And I think we should just, as we listen, that's an interesting word choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the thing that she needs. Because we can always say, well, you know, I don't need it, right? Mm-hmm. But I crave it. Like mm-hmm. that's a deep sort of, it's a deep feeling that also contains a sensory aspect as well as an emotional aspect.
Mm. It's something I want. It's like, this is something, you know, that really lights me up and fuels me.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's cool. So a few more questions. So how's our sex life? How are we doing physically in a non-sexual way? How's our financial situation? That could be an entire conversation.
Yeah.
Just like, how are we doing on a financial level? Are there things we need to talk about? Are we on the same page? What's our budget look like? You know, are we looking through the budget and we said we were going to, you know, work on these things last year and we haven't, and we still need to get back to it and like really get serious about this budget. The next one could be, you know, how's our health? You know, let's take a touch on how is our health going?
Yeah.
Are there things, I know for me, I think we're both aging and we're talking about doing this procedure next year. So there's some goals that we can talk about. I think that we can even do better in that category that I'd like to talk about. Not right now, but later.
Yeah.
Are we creating new experiences?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Like what experiences are we wanting to create for next year? That is a whole conversation that I'm excited to have with you. How are we using our time? Are we using our time well? Are we starting to put other things before us? Like, am I cheating on you with Instagram? Or, you know, are you spending more time at the golf course? Like, how are we doing with prioritizing our time
together? I appreciate you didn't say woodworking.
I should have said woodworking.
You should have said woodworking, yeah. How are we doing with, are you a woodworking widow today? As Christmas gets closer, she's going to see less of me as I make gifts for the family. But
yeah, that's true. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah.
And then another question you could talk about is how well are you managing outside stress?
Yeah.
And I think this is definitely one that I'm not giving us a 10 out of 10 on, because we have not been as intentional since we stopped drinking our sodas from the gas station every day and trying to get healthier. We haven't had our conversation every day that we used to have. And you know, we still have them, but I want to find a new ritual this year where we're having our stress-reducing conversations every day again. And we just have to find a new way. We used to do it on our drive, and now we're not doing our drive as often.
Yeah, we're going to figure something else out.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the last conversation is based on our inventory.
Yeah.
Where are we going? What do we want instead? So, you know, you've taken this inventory, you've had these conversations. And again, we just did an abridged version of it for you. This would be probably another dinner conversation. This whole thing would take an hour. And you would then look at where you're at and start to dream about what you want your marriage to look and feel like. And then you start to reverse engineer that.
Right.
You know, what needs to change? Look at your calendar. I love the idea that if you look at your calendar, it tells you what matters to you. It tells you what you prioritize. And if you look at your calendar and it doesn't have your date nights and it doesn't have your stress reducing conversations and your cuddle time and your time together, that tells you a story about what matters. And so now that you're reverse engineering it, what needs to change? What does your calendar need? So what are the questions we could talk about for this last conversation?
So one of the questions is, what does our ideal daily rhythm look like?
Mm. So this would be like rituals.
Yeah. Like, because we talked about, so as you guys are listening, we're starting to break down our goals and incorporating the feedback into what we want to change. And so we've already just addressed the fact that our old ritual for stress reducing conversation has not necessarily gone by the wayside, but it's been interrupted and it's not been as often as it has been. So what would we want to do in that aspect to be able to address that? And that's one of the things that we'll have to address. Yeah.
So what other ways do you, what else do you want your daily rhythm to look like? Do you have morning coffee together? Do you have breakfast together? I was thinking it would be fun. We could look at breakfast in the morning together on most days, or working out together in the morning.
That's what I was thinking.
I think that would be a fun rhythm. We could look at how we say goodbye in the morning, how we see each other at the end of the day. Some of those rituals of connection that we talked about in last week's episode.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
How can we make, which is kind of funny if you know us, how can we make space for more fun, intimacy, adventure, and then I put in the word novel experiences.
Yeah. This is something we will do at our retreat in a week and a half. We'll sit down and we will plan all of the fun. That's like the first conversation we actually love to have, is we get our big calendar out and we're like, okay, first let's start with winter, because Charlotte hates being cold. And yep. So how often can you get me out of the snow, and where are we going to have fun?
The novelty and the fun is kind of built in, you know, so we know we're trying to get Charlotte out of town when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. So we're going to build with that. And then we also know that in the summer, we like to go camping, and we've got a couple of like big trips that we do in the summer. So once you sort of put those things in with your family obligations, family vacation, those, now you start to just see your calendar. But the challenge is, how can you make those things stick? And the beauty of doing this at the beginning of the year is, now when every other event comes up, like, oh, can you, you know, do you guys want to come do this? Like, actually, no, we can't, because we're stuck. We're not stuck. We just have a family event planned. And those are fun. I love kind of holding that there.
Yep. We just hold that space on that calendar for those important events. And because we prioritize it, it's on our calendar, we do it.
Yeah. And we communicate with our kids as well, our adult kids. It's like, which ones do you want to come on? When do we come out to see the grandbaby? We're going to be that's going to be new this year. I have to slate some trips for that as well.
Yeah.
So all those will be just kind of fun.
So I'm just going to read a couple more of these questions. What habits or routines do we want to add or drop to have a better connection?
Working out. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
And the stress reducing conversations.
Yeah.
We'll talk about getting those on the calendar. Yeah. How do we want to handle stress or conflict differently? Is there anything that we need to do around that? And so this is something you guys can assess. How are you doing with conflict? If you're not doing well, do you need to get some coaching? Do you need to get some help? Do you need to get a mentor? Do you need to take a class? Like, what are some of the goals you might have to be able to handle stress or conflict better? And then we go through goals for different areas of our life. We'll go through goals for health, for finances, for family life, like some of the things we talked about today, family dinners, date nights. One of the things I'd like to put on our wish list for next year is, can we take turns planning date nights and maybe one a month, make it something that we've never done before? Pick one thing that, instead of just routine, let's go to a movie or let's go to the same restaurant that we always go to. What if we took turns planning one novel date night a month or a quarter or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, start making me be creative.
All right. So those are, I think, some of the questions. There's more, but maybe the last one I'll leave you with here as you're designing what you want instead is to look at where you want to be in a year from now. And ask yourselves, if it's a year from now, what would help you to say, this is the best year we've had, and this is the relationship that we've always wanted? What would that take? So this has been a sampling.
A little sampling.
A little sampling of what we do at our retreat, the conversations that we have. But again, let's just go back high level. What were the three main conversations?
Well, the first main conversation is, what went well last year? So we're going to start with the good things. Mm-hmm. What went great? Two, where are we? That's the inventory of where you're currently at. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is, what do we want instead?
Okay. So we didn't have time to go through all the sub questions with you guys today, but if you join us on November 29th, you'll get a complete workbook with all these questions and more. And again, if you use the code ALIGN, you'll get 50% off, which makes it super affordable. And it's 3 hours of coaching and the workbook. And we'll do some live coachings in front of you as well with some of the couples that we have on the call.
The link will be in the comments.
It will be in the show notes.
In the show notes, yeah. Link will be in the show notes. Awesome.
And wraps up.
Well, grateful for you listening to us today. I hope we didn't give you too many notes. If there's anybody in your life that you feel might benefit from this show or any of the others, please share those with them. We'd also love if you could take a moment, if you've not done so, scroll down to the bottom of your player, give us a rating and a review. That really helps our show reach more people.
Remember, you guys, be kind to each other this week. Put each other first and put your relationship first. Yes. And remember, it's the small things done often that create the biggest impact.
Until next time.